Hello.
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research.
Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Josh Roman. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Who am I talking to?
Once again, my name is Josh Woman, and we're conducting a survey, a public opinion survey.
A survey on what? The world?
Mainly about politics. That's why when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It doesn't matter. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. My opinion doesn't matter.
Your opinion matters, man. Yeah. Which one would you select? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means it is not an important issue to you?
Wait, are you with the Trump campaign?
No, this is completely impartial. We're not with any party. No, ma'am. Please, let me instruct you. No, we're not with any party. This is completely neutral. We're not with any party. No, at all. But your opinion is important. Yeah, no, just using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. When it comes to jobs and wages, from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is to you?
The jobs?
Jobs and wages. From 0
it's
to 10.
Very important.
Any number from 0 to 10?
10.
Abortion rights? From 0 to 10?
I think we should have them.
Number from 0 to 10 in this section, please.
10.
Crime and violence from 0 to 10?
Am I satisfied with it?
No. Any number from 0 to 10?
I'm not satisfied with the crime.
What number will you use?
A 0.
This is about numbers only. Exactly. The next one is healthcare, from 0 to 10.
0.
Democracy, from 0 to 10.
Democracy.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
0. Right.
Student loan debt.
0.
Racism and discrimination.
0.
Climate change?
0.
Voting rights?
0.
Reproductive freedom?
0.
K-12 education?
0.
Inflation and the cost of living?
0.
Immigration?
0.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting.
I'm not voting.
As it stands now. How likely, that's a question actually, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote. From 0 to 10? 0, not at all likely, okay? And what is your race, please, if I may ask?
I'm black.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusive?
I'm a female.
A female. Okay. And what is the year of your birth? Please, just the year, only the
64.
Year. 1964. Thank you so very much. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? rating an amount, yeah, basically please rate an amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. Make a change on the issues that matter to you, 0. Okay, no power at all. Okay, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most on
zero.
Your community? 0 is still not power at all?
Mm-hmm.
0. Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that as well. The Republican Party, from 0 to 10.
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
10.
10. The Democratic Party? 0.
10.
Oh, 10. The line broke up. Joe Biden?
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Okay, moving forward now, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West,
if I
Jill
vote,
Stein?
It'll be Kamala Harris.
It'll be Kamala Harris, correct, if you were to vote, exactly. You mentioned probably
mm-hmm.
will not vote, but your opinion is still very important, and thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House of Representatives, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? The Democratic. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
Biden.
Jorgensen, you voted for Biden, okay? Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better? Your life.
It stayed the same.
About the same, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No change, okay. So, thinking about your network, yeah, thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half
yeah.
and half? Most of them don't vote or none of them vote? What would you say?
They all vote.
Everyone vote, right? They all vote. Okay, thank you so much. And mm-hmm. below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much... I saw that coming.